قال الله الحكيم: أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا.
The leader is reciting verses from the Holy Quran.
الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز. به میهمانان عزیز و همه حضار گرامی خوش آمد میگویم.
I wish to welcome the distinguished guests and participants.
موضوعاتی که شایسته است نخبگان دینی.
Amongst all the issues that are noteworthy to be addressed by the political elites and thinkers from all over the world, the issue of Palestine has a special significance. Palestine is the most prominent issue with respect to all the common issues facing the Islamic countries. There are unique features and characteristics in this regard. Firstly, a Muslim nation has been usurped, and the foreigners who have come from different world countries and have created a fake society, and they have usurped this land. This unprecedented event in the course of history has been accompanied with atrocities and criminal actions. The first Qibla of Muslims and many other religious centers that exist in this country have been threatened with demolition and destruction. This fake government in the most sensitive part of the world of Islam since its formation till now has played the role of a military and security and political base for the arrogant governments, and has played a pivotal role for the colonialists, that is an enemy for the progress of Islamic countries, and it has been used as a dagger in the face of the Islamic Ummah. Zionism, that has a major moral, political, and economic threat for the human society, has used this foothold in order to expand its influence and dominance in the region and the world. There are other points that can be added. Speaking of the human and material losses paid by Islamic countries, and also the Muslim governments and nations' preoccupation with this issue, and also the suffering of millions of homeless Palestinians, and most of them after six decades they are still living in camps. And in fact, that has affected the history of an important civilizational focal point of the world of Islam. Today, in addition to these points, there is another additional point, and that is the movement of the Islamic awakening that has, in fact, influenced the whole region and has opened a new chapter with respect to the destiny of Muslims. This major movement that can contribute to the formation of a consistent and unified Islamic focal point, and with the help of God and also the firm resolve of the pioneers of this movement, hopefully it will put an end to the era of backwardness and humiliation of Muslim nations. And such an uprising has received a major part of its strength from the Palestinian issue, the bullying policies of the Zionist regime, and also the support by some corrupt and mercenary governments of the U.S. and also the strong and firm resistance of the Palestinians and the Lebanese, and also the miraculous victories of the faithful Muslim youths in the course of the 33-day War of Lebanon and 22-day of War of Gaza have been among the major factors that have, in fact, that have contributed to the uprising of the people in Egypt, to Tunisia and Libya. This is a fact that the armed to the teeth Zionist regime that claims to be invincible has faced a defeat, a crushing defeat in Lebanon, and that was a humiliating defeat for the Zionist regime. And after that, in the face of the strong resistance of the Gazans, the Zionist regime once again tested its sword and its crushed military strength, and this is something that has to be reconsidered at the regional level, and also every decision must be examined on the basis of such a criterion. So this is a precise judgment to say that the Palestinian issue has gained double significance, and the Palestinian nation has the right to expect more from Muslim countries. A glance at the past and present will help us in order to formulate the roadmap for the future. I'm going to present the major points in this regard. More than 6 decades has passed since the catastrophe of the usurpation of Palestine. The major elements behind it have all been are known to everyone, and the colonialist British government has played a pivotal role, and it has provided security equipment and arms and weapons, and also the other arrogant Eastern and Western governments have also served this tyrannical action. The innocent Palestinians have been massacred, and they have been just driven out of their homeland. Now, even 1/100th of the catastrophe that has been Now, even 1/100th of the catastrophe that has taken place has been a humanitarian and civilizational catastrophe. And also the mafia, the Western mafia behind the production of films have not allowed such a catastrophe to be depicted and delineated. And the Palestinians have been massacred and that they have been driven out of their homeland. There has been some resistance, and the resistance were crushed in a merciless manner. There were people who made efforts. There were individuals who made efforts at the outset, and they were not fully supported, and that did not leave any influential impact. After that, there were the classic and official conflicts that took place between a number of Arab states and the Zionist army. Egypt, Syria, and Jordan had the military forces entering the scene of the conflict, but the great and ever-increasing financial, logistical, and military support by the U.S., Britain, and France to the usurper state led to the failure of Arab armies. They did not manage to help the Palestinians, and they also lost major parts of their lands in the course of the conflict. With the unfolding of the inability of the Arab neighboring Arab states, gradually the focal points of organized resistance took shape within the framework of armed Palestinian groups. And after a while, after the formation of these groups, the Palestinian Liberation Organization was established, and this was a source of hope, but it gradually declined. It declined after a short while. And this failure has been due to several reasons, but the major reason was the fact that they were distanced from the people and also their Islamic ideology. The left ideology or the mere nationalistic feelings were not sufficient for tackling the Palestinian issue. What actually could bring a nation to the scene of resistance and making them and turning them into an invincible force was nothing but Islam, jihad, and martyrdom, and they did not properly realize it. In the first months of the glorious Islamic Revolution, that the leaders of the Palestinian Liberation Organization frequently traveled to Tehran, I asked about one of the principles of that organization, and I asked them how come they do not hoist the flag of Islam, and they said that there are Christians among us, and this figure was later assassinated by the Zionists in an Arab country, and I pray to God for his forgiveness, but his argumentation was not a proper one. A faithful Christian, along with a group of combatants who, based on their belief in God and the hereafter, and who believe in the help of God Almighty, and receives the material and spiritual support of the people, he will have more faith in his struggle compared to a person who does not receive public support and works with people who do not have faith. Lack of religious faith and being cut off from the people gradually made their actions ineffective. Of course, there were individuals among them who were quite faithful and courageous, but the organization as a whole chose a different path, and their diversion harmed the Palestinian issue, and it is still causing harms to the Palestinians. And like some treacherous Arab governments, they have in fact adopted an approach in the opposite way, and in addition to Palestine, they also dealt a blow to themselves. As a Christian poet says, that was an Arabic piece of poetry. 32 years have passed since that time, but God Almighty created a different situation. The victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 in Iran created a totally different situation in this region and opened a new chapter. Bearing in mind the impact, the major impacts of the revolution, and also the revolution dealt a blow to the arrogant policies. It also dealt a major blow to the Zionist regime. The statements made by the Zionist leaders in those days are of great significance and indicates the harsh conditions that they faced in those times. At the outset of the triumph of the revolution, the Zionist regime embassy was shut down and the employees were expelled, and the embassy premises was granted to the Palestinian Liberation Organization that are still present there. Imam Khomeini said at that time that one of the aims of the revolution is to liberate Palestine and also eliminate the cancerous tumor of Israel. The tidal waves of this revolution that overwhelmed the whole world had the message that Palestine must be liberated. The major difficulties imposed by the enemies on the Islamic Revolution, for instance, the Saddam Hussein's imposed war on Iran that was supported by the Americans and the British and the reactionary Arab regimes, did not manage to take away this view and notion from Iran to liberate Palestine, and in fact it created a new momentum for the liberation of Palestine. The combatant Palestinian groups were formed, and also the Lebanese resistance turned into a new front against the enemies and their supporters. Palestine, instead of relying on Arab governments and also resorting to international organizations such as the UN that acted as an accomplice to the arrogant powers, Palestine relied on its faithful youths and its dedicated men and women, and this turned into a key for the triumph of Palestinians. In the past three decades, there has been an ongoing progress. The humiliating defeat of the Zionist regime in Lebanon in 1385 Iranian calendar, and also the scandalous failure of that army in Gaza in 2008, 1387 Iranian calendar, and also their escape from southern Lebanon and retreat from Gaza, the formation of the resistance government in Gaza, and turning the Palestinian nation into a hopeful nation instead of that having self-reliance, instead of feeling homeless. These are among the major features, and this is and such a picture can be completed by bearing in mind the reconciliatory moves and treacherous moves that were made aimed at extinguishing the fire of resistance and trying to force the Arab states to recognize the legitimacy of the Zionist regime. The successor to Jamal Abdel Nasser in the scandalous Camp David Accord, and it has been aimed at causing attrition with respect to the strong resistance. Speaking of the Camp David Accord, for the first time, an Arab government officially admitted to the Palestinian land, Islamic land, to be a Zionist one, and also Israel was recognized as the national home of the Jews, and that person did sign that written accord. From that time till Oslo Accord in 1993, 1373 Iranian calendar, and after that, in the other plans that were supported by the Americans and the colonialist European countries were imposed on the reconciliatory groups from Palestine that lacked firm resolve, and these were all aimed at using deceptive plans in order to divert the Palestinians from the path of resistance, and also try to make them focus on certain political games. And all these accords proved to lack any credibility, and the Zionists and their supporters have always proven that they consider these accords as torn apart papers, and these were all aimed at creating an ambivalent situation for Palestinians and creating greed among certain individuals in order to cause the failure of the Islamic movement. Now, the resistance has been the anti-venom for such action so far. With the blessings of God, the resistance groups managed to resist the enemy, and this has also been a divine promise. And they enjoyed the support of God. The Gaza resistance, despite the complete siege, was a blessing of God, and also the downfall of Mubarak's regime was a promise of God and a divine victory, and also the creation of the Islamic awakening. Sweeping the region is also a victory granted by God, and also the U.S., Britain, and France, and the people's hatred towards them is also a divine promise, and also the failures, the incessant failures of the Zionist regime, including the political, economic, and social problems faced by the Zionist regime, as well as the regional and global hatred towards it, and also the European University's hatred towards it. These are all divine signs. Today, the Zionist regime is in the weakest position and the most isolated regime and the most hated regime, and the United States, as its supporter, is facing a condition of confusion and failure. Now, we can take a look back at the history of Palestine more than we should, on the basis of that, we can formulate the future. We should clarify two points. Firstly, our claim is to liberate Palestine, and that is not liberating only part of Palestine. Any plan that seeks to divide Palestine is totally rejected. The two-state plan and that has been covered up by the plan for seeking a UN-Palestinian UN bid for a statehood, that is just accepting the Zionist regime in Palestine, that is trampling upon the rights of the Palestinians and also ignoring the historical rights of the Palestinian homeless and even threatening the rights of Palestinians residing in the 1948 lands. That means just constant threat to the Islamic Ummah, particularly regional nations, and having that the Zionist cancerous tumor remain there. That means a repetition of years of hardships and difficulties, and also trampling upon the blood of the martyrs. Any operation or plan must be based on the principle of the whole Palestine for all Palestinian people. That is a Palestine from the stream to the sea, and not even an inch less than this. Of course, one should not overlook this, that as the Palestinians, regarding the performance in their performance in Gaza, the Palestinians will run their own affairs, and as they manage to liberate any part of their lands, and of course they will not forget the ultimate goal. In order to achieve this sublime goal, there is the need for action to be done, and one should act seriously. One should avoid theatrical actions. There's need for patience. One should take into consideration the horizon ahead of us, and we should make progress on the basis of firm resolve, and also the resistance groups in Lebanon and Palestine and all and other countries, they can just play their role and have their share in the course of this struggle, and hopefully contribute to this struggle. The Islamic Republic of Iran's plan for resolving the Palestinian issue and healing these wounds is a logical plan based on the views of the global public opinion that has been previously presented. We do not present a classical war of Islamic countries, and we do not present and a plan for throwing the immigrant Jews into the seas or the arbitration of the United Nations or other international organizations. We call for a referendum for Palestinians. The Palestinian nation, like any other nation, has the right to determine its fate and destiny, and also choose the ruling system. The Palestinians, including the Muslims, Christians, and Jews, not the foreign immigrants, wherever they are in Palestine, in camps, or in any other part of Palestine, they can participate in a referendum in a disciplined manner and determine the future system of Palestine.
اون نظام و دولت
Such a system and the government that will emerge will determine the fate of non-Palestinian immigrants who have emigrated to this land in the past years. And this is a just plan and a logical one, and the global public opinion properly realizes such a plan and will receive the support of independent governments and nations. Of course, we do not expect the usurper Zionists to give in to such a plan. And this is where the role of governments and nations and resistance organizations are manifested. The most important principle for supporting the Palestinians is cutting support for this usurper foe, and this is a major duty of Islamic governments. After the nations coming to the scene today and their strong slogans against the Zionist regime, the Islamic governments, how come the Islamic governments are continuing their ties and maintaining their ties? On the basis of which logic are they maintaining their ties with the Zionist regime? And the severance of political and economic relations with that regime can be a proof of their support. And the governments that are hosting Zionist regime missions, they cannot claim to be defending Palestine, and their anti-Zionist slogans will not be taken serious. The Islamic resistance organizations that shoulder the heavy burden of jihad in the past years, today they are still facing the very same responsibility. Their organized resistance has been an active arm that can direct the Palestinian nation towards its ultimate goal. The courageous resistance by a nation whose homeland has been occupied is recognized by all international covenants and have been praised and lauded. The media and political network affiliated to the Zionist regime has tried to level allegations against them, calling them terrorists. The Zionist regime and its Western supporters are the main terrorists, and the Palestinian cause is an action, a humanitarian and sacred action in contravention with terrorism. In this midst, the Western states must have a realistic approach. The West must either give up its bullying policies and recognize the Palestinian rights and avoid pursuing the Zionist regime's bullying schemes, or otherwise it will face harsher blows in the near future. These paralyzing blows will not just lead to the downfall of their affiliated regimes in the region, but the day when the peoples in the US and Europe realize that their economic and social and moral difficulties emanates from the octopus dominance of the Zionists over the governments and their political leaders and statesmen, due to their personal and factional interests, have surrendered to the Zionist companies جهنمی برای آنان به وجود خواهد آورد. They will create a hell for them and they will have no way to flee.
رئیس جمهور آمریکا،
The US president says that Israel's security is its red line and what factor has created that red line? The interest of the American people or Obama's personal need for money and the support of the Zionist companies in order to win the second round of US presidential election.
ملت‌های خود را فریب دهید.
How much longer can you deceive your own people?
ملت آمریکا به درستی
The day when the American people
برای چند
precisely realized that you that in order to remain in power you have surrendered to humiliation and you have surrendered to the Zionists and in fact you have sacrificed the interests of the people. On such a day, what will the American people do with you? Distinguished guests, dear brothers and sisters, Obama's red line and similar issues will be crushed by the Muslim nations.
اونچه رژیم صهیونیست را تهدید می‌کند
What is threatening the Zionist regime is not the missiles of Iran or resistance groups. And they have created a missile shield. The main threat is the firm resolve of men and women in Islamic states that do not want the Americans and the Europeans and their puppets to impose their rule upon them. Of course, in case of any threat by the enemy, those missiles will also perform their obligations and duties.
فاصبر إن بعد الله حق ولا يستخفنك الذين لا يوقنون والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته